there is a lot of virtue signaling going on right now. A lot of virtue signaling. These people that don't lift a finger to help anybody, but then when there's expectation, they put on like they're helping somebody. There's a lot of virtue signaling going on. I've seen it my whole life. They want to be helped, but they don't want to help nobody. They take, but they don't give. And they actually, most people don't even know what it means, and they're too lazy to look it up. What's that? Look it up. Google it. Use your finger and bend it, and then hit the Google button, and or just ask. Hit the voice button and say, what is virtue signaling? But they're too lazy. They can't even lift their finger to find out what it means. It's pathetic. It is pathetic. I've seen it my whole life. I've seen it my whole life. I remember one time, more than one time, I've seen it at least three times. In a family situation and a couple job situations where the queen bee asked some man to do something, or some son asked their son to do something. And the son or the man said, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And she looked at the other woman like, I got him under my thumb, or they're under my thumb, or I'm a queen bee, or something to that effect. You could actually see it in the eyes. And when you see it, before you know about the hive, it's like, what's that about? You're like, before you understand the queen bee hive mind thing, you're like, what is that about? And then you see it again with somebody is totally different situation. They give that look to each other like, yeah, I got them under my control, or they, you know, that's kind of like a look they show, and you're like, I don't think so. You think that person's under your control, but they're not. You just walk away and don't say anything. You make the observation. You make the observation and walk away. And you get away from that person, because that person is lazy and thinks that, because they can get other people to do something for them, that they're some kind of queen bee, master manipulator, whatever you want to call them. When you start to really judge character, you'll find out most people are full of shite. They're full of it. Workers, spouses, in-laws, outlaws. Most people talk a good talk, but they never follow through. They might follow through one time just to get the foot in the door, but then after that, they just don't follow through. There's no dependability, no loyalty, no character, no following through. It's all about complaining and no endurance. No, it's sad. There's just no character. they're looking for somebody to take care of them. They're looking for somebody to do it for them. I worked around this dude one time, and he would get everybody else. I would watch, you know. I didn't have to be around him much, but I'd go over there and work. He would get everybody else to do his job for him, and then when they left, he would take the credit, and he'd find out, such-and-such did this. I said, what are you talking about? I did that. What are you talking about? That's what I did that. What do you mean? He said he did it. And he would say that about other people. You'd ask somebody else. You'd say somebody that was working with him, so what's his name did that? And they'd say, no, I did that. He was doing that. He was just trying to make it look like he was doing somebody else's job. He was doing all the work, but he was getting other people to do it for him, in other words. Sad. I mean, that's pathetic. That is pathetic to the hilt. Pathetic. He finally got fired. But that is pathetic. And one of the ways you catch them, because what they're doing is they're making friends with everybody and being nice to the ones who are kind of in leadership, kind of, well, there's flirting with people, or the, you know, the women that are around or whatever. He's just being nice, got everybody in his contacts, just being friendly, everybody, and putting on some kind of image and complaining. And also the victim mentality, you know, that one was always the victim. Well, they didn't train me, or they didn't do this. Google it, man. You don't know how to do it? Google it. Just because they were nice, and the word nice means foolish, just because they were nice to people but didn't do his job, they thought he was the greatest thing since apple pie, you know. Anyway, there's a lot of virtue signaling going on right now. A lot of it. A lot of virtue signaling. Especially in the government right now. It's always been in the government. The virtue signaling of the government is off the roof, and the corporations, they're off the roof. They are playing a facade. They're playing a game, a facade that's off the roof. Think about Coca-Cola all these years poisoning everybody, but they're putting on like they are like the, remember Coca-Cola in the bottle, and you'd put peanuts in the Coke? Coca-Cola loves America, but was killing everybody. That's what I'm talking about. We're here to serve. We're here to help. McDonald's poisoning people. Every one of them. Have it your way. Here to serve. These corporations are full of shite, and the people who rise up in them so full of it, it ain't even fine. Elon Musk. Everybody, he wants to be worshipped, don't he? He's actually bringing in the 666, tying your brain to a computer, and he won't, and nobody even sees it. He wants to go to Mars. He wants to break the simulation. He's just like a character in the movies. Different movies show this dude. virtue signaler. The Pope, all your leaders in all your countries. It's so obvious. It's not even, it's so obvious for people not to see it. For people to believe the stuff about we got your back type of thing from government and corporations and stuff. Somebody works there 30, 40, 50 years and they get a watch. If somebody works for you for 30 or 40 years, wouldn't you give them about $10,000 at least? And if you didn't have it, wouldn't you borrow it just to give it to them? Wouldn't you give them a cake job? If somebody worked there 30, 40 years and they, wouldn't you give them a cake, an easy job, sitting in the office somewhere and just, or at the door, greeting people or something? Give them some part-time work while they're retired. The system's upside down. It's making copies of itself. And you gotta be careful because you're in it so deep that you don't even know it. When you're in the culture, saturated with it, the music, the TV, the people that you rub shoulders with every day, when you're in a culture and you're saturated in it, there's only one way to see outside of it. Cut the noise off and start to meditate on it. Read your Bible, cut the noise off, meditate on what's going on, imagine yourself outside of it, and look at it from the outside in. Otherwise, you're not gonna realize you're being boiled like a frog. You're being boiled. You're like a frog in a pot being boiled slowly, and you're being cooked and don't even know it. Every culture. Because the culture is the cult. Culture, your cult. Your cult is a culture.